And now it's time for another Valley Talk program on this Tuesday, August 15th of 2023. And it's the day after the Miss Crookston pageant. We're joined by Miss Crookston 2023, Hallie Winchum. Welcome to the studios, Hallie.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a fun night.
Maybe guide us through, was last night a bit of a blur after the crown was put on your head? Even throughout the pageant, I'm sure it was probably a blur.
Yes, it honestly was. They warned us that it was going to be the fastest night ever, and it truly was. It hit 7 o'clock. Okay, the hour before was long. That was sure. the waiting process, and the nerves were kind of, butterflies were setting in, but then 7 o'clock hit, and it was go, go, go. And, yeah, then crowning was around, what, 8:30 maybe?
Yeah.
And, yes, pictures galore afterwards, lots of sweating, but super memorable, and I'll remember it forever. So,
guide us through that moment, maybe just through the whole process of the sashes going to the second runner-up, first runner-up, and then, of course, the crown. What's going through your head as Macy and also Junior Miss Abby Brule were walking by? As I'm sure that's nerve-wracking too. It's like, okay, is this going to be me? Is it going to be somebody else? All the thoughts going through your head.
It's a whole new experience. I mean, I've had nerves, but this was a different feeling. Just all the lights on you, the whole crowd staring up at you, and trying to hold a smile, which was painful after so long. But yeah, second runner-up came around, and it could have been any of us. I loved how close, like, all the talent interview, it, like, was spread out across the board, and it just made it super exciting. You really didn't know who was going to get the sash, but, yeah, I went to Emily Boucher, and she deserved it. She did amazing last night, and then to Callie, and then, yeah, I was down to the crown, and I was like, this is it. This is the final moment. And Macy, I knew she was going to drag it out. She was like, I'm gonna last forever up there with that thing. But she put it on my head, and it was quite an exciting feeling. And yeah, I was shook.
What was going through your head when you felt the crown on your head?
I was like, whoa, I'm wearing this. I was like, this is making me a little bit taller now. It was nice to have that on there. But I was just super proud, and I'm excited to represent this town of Crookston as Miss Crookston for the year. And yeah, I was so thankful that I decided to stick through this and go for it, because I enjoyed it all.
There's a lot of crowns in the Winchum house. Your older sister was Miss Crookston just 2 years ago.
She was. That was kind of a debate if I wanted to come out. I was like, this is some pressure. Hayden won it, and so should I go for it? But Hayden told me I should. Macy was pushing me to do it, and I'm really glad I decided to do it, because it's been so much fun. And yeah, Hayden was a great role model for me and helped me a lot through this process, because she's experienced in it now.
And you've also had other people in the family that have been in Miss Crookston as well. I still remember your aunt Paula.
Yep, Two of my aunts now, actually, yeah, Kate is what I call her, Winchum now. They both participated, Paula, my aunt, and they, yeah, our family, I guess, we're pageant girls, which is weird to say. But
year one, you've performed on the tennis court in big matches, well, to say the least, you've performed in big basketball games. You've also been on the track and section track meets. You're vaulting yourself 10, 12 feet in the air, landing on a mat. You do a lot of stuff athletically. And you said you've been nervous before, and I would assume in those situations, but what was the big difference being in a pageant compared to your athletic events?
I mean, in sports, you kind of just are focused on the game, and it's like one play to the next to the next. You don't really want to think about your mistakes at all. You just got to move on to the next play. So what I would, like, after pretty much everything yesterday, after the interview, after the talent, I would leave the stage and I'd just be like, oh crap, how did that go? What did I do? Like, was that okay? But in sports, it's just so fast, and you're just go, go, go. So they're really different, the kind of mindsets for each of them. But I learned a lot through this, because it is completely different from the sports side of.
You really go outside of your comfort level. I think there isn't many girls that do a lot of pageants from the youth up, and to be on the stage, as you said, by yourself when you're doing your talent, the evening gown, that's obviously, well, maybe you do that at home all the time. I don't know, but it's got to be a tough just a sort of a nerve-wracking situation because it is out of your comfort zone.
Yes, I was just so impressed with all of us, the six of us last night, and Macy for holding our own out there and being our confident selves, because it is a scary task to, that crowd was full last night. I mean, you can't see them too great with the lights, which is super helpful because you can't tell for sure how many are out there, but they were telling us like, it's a full crowd. There's not many empty seats, and maybe they shouldn't have told us that because I think it got us a little bit more nervous, but it was just super fun to see all the girls, all of us step out of our comfort zone, and we did it, and it's over now, and we can say that we accomplished that, and yeah.
And you did it facing some limitations as well. Maybe for those that don't know and were at the pageant, what happened, why the need for the crutches?
Yeah, under the dress, it was kind of hidden, which I liked. Yep. You couldn't really tell, but I tore my ACL on June 22nd, and this was something I had planned on participating in over the summer, but then with that hiccup, I was like, maybe it's not going to work. And the surgery day was set for August 2nd. So practices started beforehand. And I was like, I'm going to go out to the practices, see how they go. And just so after the surgery, if it works out, I'll stick with it. But I just kind of didn't want to regret it if I missed out on this opportunity. And the first few practices, I was loving it. The girls made it a lot of fun. And so I took like a week off with surgery August 2nd. And then I slowly was able to make it back. But it was just great because it was a great way to take my mind off things, off of surgery. And I had a lot of time to prepare for it at home, just strumming my ukulele and singing to myself. So I'm glad I stuck with it because right after surgery, there was a moment I was like, maybe I should back out, but I stuck through and everyone was very supportive. The whole pageant crew was super helpful with getting me chairs to rest my leg on and do you need anything? And so, yeah, it was a bit of a challenge with the leg, but everyone made it work. And it was just honestly kind of like a little therapy session with me, with these girls, talking to them. And the interviews really helped just thinking this whole process through. It was, yeah, it was great.
And it's really been a roller coaster since you tore your ACL. And I'm sure to have this and to be able to do that with the crutches and the knee brace makes it maybe even more rewarding.
Yes, it's definitely going to be something I remember forever because this is going to be my senior year. I mean, I'll have my sports that I'll help out with as much as I can, being a little coach on the side, manager, but I can't really participate this year. So this was something that I knew I'd be able to take control of and do everything I can to participate. So, yeah.
First, tell us about your talent. How did you pick that and why?
Yeah, so I copied last year's Miss Kirkston. We both sang and played ukulele, but I sing at church a lot with Macy and my sister and many others. And it's just, I've always enjoyed singing. I started playing ukulele in like the COVID times. My grandma, or Mima we call her, got me a ukulele saying, you have time on your hands, why don't you learn something? And so I decided to pick it up. And yeah, I'm not like the most advanced, but I have the basic chords that can get to a lot of songs. And then this one song that my mom sent me, it fit perfectly and I learned the chords pretty quickly. And so I knew that's what I wanted to sing because it was just so fitting with everything going on and it had a great message. So yeah, that's why I chose to sing and play the ukulele up there.
And how about your platform? What is that?
Yeah, my platform is encouraging others to achieve their goals. And this has just been a big message taught to me growing up through my parents, through many coaches, through teachers. A lot of them would have me write them down and kind of break them down and see how I could achieve smaller ones until I reach bigger goals. And recently, a huge one for me growing up was just, I knew I wanted to continue playing basketball outside of high school. It's just been a love for me and I wasn't ready to give it up after high school was done. And so that's been a big goal that I've been slowly reaching towards. And I definitely had doubts along the way, and communicating with colleges was a scary task, but I had a great support system helping me along the way. And then this little injury was a little bump in the road that I was like, is this going to change what's happening past high school? But it all worked out. And yeah, I just had to trust that it would, and it did. And so that's why I wanted to share that message, sure, that people are capable of anything they put their mind to.
We'll talk more about your college decision and where you're going to be playing basketball here in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But as far as the pageant goes, we've heard from every year when the contestants come in, even the Miss Crookstons come in as well. The one thing they say is they're so glad they did it, even though they were scared, nervous, a little bit of everything. Because you and a lot of the girls, you don't really hang out on the regular basis. So mm-hmm. you get to meet them and become friends because you're going through something very difficult together.
Yes, we had a wide variety of girls. We had dancers, we had athletes, we had actors, and it was just so fun to combine us all because we haven't really been put together as one whole before. And it was, we got to know each other pretty well. It's a lot of time they put in and a lot of practices, and yeah, it's very new experiences for us all. So we were helping each other out, learning new skills, and I am grateful I did it with the nerves, and I think most of the girls would say so too, because after the pageant you just feel so accomplished that you like finished that all.
You can do anything at this point, I'm sure.
Yes, yeah. It's like, well, if I did that, then this shouldn't be a big deal. And yeah.
And as you won the interview, and I'm sure people listening to the Valley Talk program now, no surprise. What was the interview questions like? Was that nervous? We don't get to see that at the pageant. It's behind closed doors at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. But I'm sure that's a little nervous, and maybe guide us through how the interview process goes.
Yeah, so they really prepared us well for that. Lindsay Erdman, is that her last name? Yeah. She helped us prepare, and we had two mock interviews leading up to it. And that was just really helpful because you kind of realize that they're just regular people. You're having a conversation with them. And what I would just go into it as was, I didn't want to call it an interview. That's exactly what it's called. But I was just like, they just want to get to know me, and I want to kind of show them who I am and tell them about myself. And yeah, the questions they give, we have a little bio about ourselves that they get to read over, and they kind of look that over, ask questions about yourself or about the town of Crookston or just random questions. You have no idea what they're going to throw at you, but you got to be prepared for whatever it is. And I was, walking out of that, I was also like, oh boy, how'd it go? Like, overthinking, of course. But I was very excited to receive the winner of interview.
And as far as the evening gown competition went, obviously, you had some challenges there with your crutches. But you, one thing I was impressed with just watching you is, oh, you just had fun with it. And I think that really probably helped you with the judges as well. Just, okay, it is serious, but at the same time, hey, I have this, and it is what it is.
Yes, I knew that was going to be a pretty awkward moment for me. So I wanted to lighten the mood as much as I could, because the crutches and the little limp, I was like, how am I going to pull this off up there? But yeah, we found the right dress that I wouldn't be tripping on. That was kind of a hard task. But it was a perfect length, and I was able to, my physical therapist also cleared me to unlock the brace for just that walk. Okay. So I've had it locked straight for the past week and a half, but he watched me walk without it locked, and he's like, I think for the evening gown walk, I'll let you do that just that one time. So I unlocked it, and that kind of helped with my making it a little bit smoother of a walk. And yeah, the poses, I was just like, I was hoping it was okay and wasn't against like pageant rules, because I know it's a very serious part, but I wanted to have a little bit more fun with those crutches as much as I could.
Well, and like you said, you have the situation. It is what it is. And having fun with it, I think it helped lighten the mood and probably helped get a few points too. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Thank you.
As far as the whole experience, if they said, would you do it again? What would you tell people that maybe are thinking about doing it next year or in a couple of years? What would you say to them?
Yes, I definitely say I'll do it again. And I'm excited to participate in next year's pageant again with the grade below me or whoever decides to come out for it next year. And I would encourage hugely to participate, because the interview skills you learn are super crucial for the future and anything you have to go through with getting a job and so on. And just the confidence boost you get afterwards of knowing that you just finished that. And no matter how the outcome turns out, I believe that they'll feel happy that they went out for it too.
Tell us who your parents are and what do they do?
My parents are Leah and Chris Windrum, and my mom works at Trinity Church here in town. She's the youth director. And then my dad is over at UMC, the college here in town, and he is assistant to the chancellor out there.
And your siblings are who?
I have an older brother, Walker Windrum, who is attending NDSU right now. And then my older sister, Hayden, who will be a sophomore now at UND. And then one more younger one below me, Reggie Windrum, who will just be a sophomore now next year.
And you are going to be a senior.
Correct.
And as you said, it looks like tennis and basketball are not going to happen this year. You'll be coaching and helping in that way. How tough has that been for your senior year? And did that make it easier when you were able to attain your dream of playing college basketball and Division II in your hometown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's been hard to wrap my head around that information of just my high school sports season kind of coming to an end without me realizing it was done so fast, because I had goals this year that I had written down that I wanted to accomplish, but those I've realized aren't probably going to happen this year. But I was super stoked to get the offer from UMC and be communicating with those coaches. And I can't believe that I get to continue playing for this town of Crookston, because they have been just so much support throughout this whole process. And I know that they're going to continue to support me through it all. And it's going to be a great transition over there when I continue playing basketball.
And you get to go to school where Dad works. You can drop in and ask for money here and there and all that good stuff. And what? How about the decision to go to UMC? Was they have a new coach as well, and a new head coach. Mm-hmm. And how did that whole process come about?
Yeah, I didn't do much communicating with UMC this last year, mm-hmm. but she reached out right when she committed to be the coach. And I think we had a Zoom call, might have been in May, towards the end of the year. And yeah, I started going over there. They've been super helpful with my leg. The trainer there has done everything before surgery. He was preparing me. And now that I committed, he's like, you can come out here whenever you need. And it's been super convenient to just do my PT workouts through them. And yeah, the new coach has a great energy, and I'm so excited to see what she brings to this town of Crookston. And I've loved talking to her so far, and I know it's going to be a good fit for me. And just having family close, super close, 5 minutes away, I'm going to make it feel as much as kind of away or not in the same area as I can. But if my mom lets me know that she's got a good dinner at home, then
you're going home.
I'll decide to rush home quick.
There's pros and cons. That's the food and the laundry and all that. There's a lot of good stuff. And as you said, be able to continue, and especially after missing your senior year. I'm sure, as we said earlier, it's a roller coaster, but does it make it a little easier knowing you're still going to be able to play basketball in college?
Yes, definitely. If this would have been the end of my basketball career, it would be a heartbreak to me. But to know that all this, all these workouts and exercises that I'm doing is leading me back to getting on that court, it's a great motivation for me. And it's just going to be so exciting to touch that court again. And I have plenty of time, which is great. It's no rush to get back, because I'll get through this year, and then I'll have the summer to kind of get out on the court as much as I can, because I think I'll be running around, they usually say, 5 month mark. Okay. And then you can start doing basketball drills through that process. I don't know. We'll get there when we get there. It's a long
cross
process.
Cross that bridge when you get there. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I just can't wait to continue playing basketball when that time comes.
Back to Miss Crookston, committee. It seems like they're a great group of ladies that put this on.
Yes, they truly are. They all are so smart. Through the whole process, they just, any little problem that comes in the way, they know how to solve it in a second. They're like, oh, we can just do this and this. And they were so helpful with everything. And when I said, I don't know for sure if I'll stick through, but I'm hoping that it works out, they're like, oh, this is going to work for you. We're not letting you leave now. And they were going to make sure that it happened for me. And yeah, it was great getting to know every single one of them.
And what is your favorite part of being able to represent Crookston as Miss Crookston for the next year? Or what are you most looking forward to?
I think the parades is going to be a fun experience for me. Oops. And just, I hope to get out into some schools and kind of talk to younger kids and just be someone that they can look up to and hope that I'm a role model to them. And yeah, I just want to be someone that this town is proud to call their Miss Crookston for the year.
Well, I can think I can speak for most. We're pretty excited to have you as Miss Crookston. We're happy to have Miss Crookston 2022 no longer using the line of I'm Miss Crookston, I can do whatever I want. Yeah, so we're pretty excited about that. But again, congratulations, Hallie. Is there anything else you'd like the community to know?
I'm excited for this year ahead. Yeah, thank you for everything, Crookston.
We're excited too, and hopefully you'll have that recovery will continue to go well. And surgery was good.
Smooth. I get stitches out tomorrow, Ooh. So that's a big day, and they'll get me walking without crutches here once that's away. And yeah, so we're rolling.
Yeah, well, again, congratulations. Great job last night to you and all the contestants. It was an enjoyable program and great talent. A lot of guts were shown, and we know it's not easy. And we thank all six of you for putting yourselves out there and entertaining everybody. And congratulations.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you. That is Hallie Wingem, Miss Crookston 2023. For pictures and the recap of last night, you can go to our website, KROXAM.com, and click on the Miss Crookston story there. We're going to talk more Oxcart Days tomorrow on Valley Talk. We'll have Steve Kruger. He'll be talking about Ribfest and the Torchlight Parade. And then we'll also have Bo Broerby from the Grand Theater talking about some of their Oxcart events as well. And I think maybe the Teen Dance, the Grand Theater is helping do as well. So we'll have more Oxcart Days activities to talk about tomorrow, again, with Steve Kruger and Bo Broerby. Thanks for listening to this Miss Crookston 2023 Valley Talk program. Congratulations to Hallie Wingem, and congratulations to all six contestants on a job well done last night. We'll join up now with our world and national news headlines from the Associated Press.